This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Whoops, try that again, Doug. 7. He said authoritatively, 7 minutes after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. One of our questions today may be about your emotions. How are they affecting you, given the fact we've gone, all those kind of been cooped up for a lot longer than we would like to have been. Are we using emotions or are we using logic when we think about where we are? I think that's one of the big challenges that affect us as to, and it isn't just the COVID, it's about the changes in administration. Now, it was interesting, the big hoo-ha about the new Pentagon chief. What do we know about him? He's a retired military general. Apparently, the Democrats are uncomfortable because Biden didn't find, has this guy got something in his closet that will keep him from being confirmed, even by some Democrats? I don't know about this guy.
I don't know what the Democrats' pushback is on him. I know that. I mean, I think. Okay, so a couple of things. I think he's
Lloyd Austin.
He's qualified, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But he usually this kind of stuff is supposed to be for civilian oversight because he, I think, is so close to serving, actually.
So Army, yeah.
Democrats freaked out about Mattis, about James Mattis, when President Trump appointed him and said that he should not be appointed because he was just serving within the war, only 7 years, I think, serving out of warfare, basically.
Oh, is that the one with the 10-year rule, right? Is it supposed to be 10 years?
Typically. And so Democrats went nuts when Mattis, now they love him, but they went nuts when he was appointed. And so the same thing is kind of being said, like, well, doesn't this make you look hypocritical if now it's okay and blah, blah, blah.
Hypocrites in politics?
That's number one.
Come on,
I know.
Jennifer,
number two, the thing that I really take issue with, because all of that stuff is just bureaucracy. Who cares? I say, I don't care what they look like, what they do. If they're a good person for the job, bring them in and let them do it. I'm not much for those old rules or traditions, however. But the thing that I take issue with is that he was one of the advisors to the Obama administration who said that ISIS was just a flash in the pan. And remember, Obama very famously came out and said, oh, you know, ISIS is like the JV team. And that came back to haunt him for a very long time because he was absolutely wrong about that. And according to sources, it was this person who told him that, who shared his ideology. So that's kind of where I question it. But, you know, hey, you get to, when you win an election, if you win an election, then you get to bring in the people around you that you want.
Are we still doing that?
Yes, we are.
What is Safe Harbor Day? And why is it that after Safe Harbor Day, people still in the Republican Party won't say that Biden won? Didn't we pass Safe Harbor Day earlier in the week?
So Safe Harbor Day was on Tuesday. And Safe Harbor Day essentially means that all states have to be certified by that time. And what we've said all along is that the certification means something. It just makes it harder to overturn these results because now you can't really go to the states and say, hey, XYZ. You actually have to go through a legal process. So it kind of shortens your time frame, makes it a little harder to prove and gather all that evidence in a short amount of time, but can still be overturned. And there's something that has come up over the last few hours and days, and that is that the Texas Attorney General, Ken Paxton, has sued Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Georgia for changing their laws ahead of their election and doing it without the state legislature approving it. And when that happens, they say it caused chaos, which is why there were so many differences county to county, and it caused people to not know exactly what was going on. And they say that that was a harm, basically, not only to the state of Texas, but to people in the entire country. They've been joined by about 5 other states as well in this lawsuit that they filed directly with the Supreme Court. So the Supreme Court will decide in the next day or so whether or not they're going to hear this case. If they do, then there's still a very open path to victory. Obviously, it would require Supreme Court argument and decision, but that's what the Trump team is looking at, I think, right now after Pennsylvania. And there's some fake news that was going around on Tuesday. I love reading these headlines.
Really?
So on Tuesday, Judge Alito, who presides over the district court in Pennsylvania, had asked Pennsylvania to expedite their evidence, basically, so he could decide if there should be a hearing into an injunction in their lawsuit, which, again, is centered around universal mail-in ballot or voting and its rollouts. And so Alito got that ruling. They presented the evidence. They did it quickly. They expedited it. And then the Supreme Court, all nine justices, by the way, said no, that they didn't want to actually vote to expedite it. So everybody voted that they shut the case down and that they threw it out of the Supreme Court. The only element in that Pennsylvania case, it was the expedited injunction that the justices threw out. So that case is still alive, but a lot of media outlets were reporting it as being dead, basically, because it got thrown out.
But why is it still alive?
The case is still alive as far as the original intent, which was the constitutionality of implementing universal mail-in voting without a state legislature.
When are we going to get this stuff straightened out?
Well, it's the same thing that happened in California, and actually there's precedents already set.
When are we going to get it straightened out? I'm just saying, I agree, it's everywhere, it's a mess. So I think it's time for us as Americans
to ask
the question, when are we going to get this GD mess straightened out?
But what they're saying is you can't roll out universal mail-in without state legislature approval. And Gavin Newsom did it in the state of California where I live, and he actually got a judge's ruling against him saying he did not have the authority to do that. So if that happens in Pennsylvania or in another state where some of these practices were rolled out and they weren't done with the state legislature. No, and you know what? They might have actually gotten legislature approval because New Jersey was one that rolled out, and there didn't seem to be very many problems with New Jersey. Mm-hmm. So
no, I don't know how, but yeah, it seemed to work.
So it's possible that they have the right approvals moving forward, and because it hasn't been a problem, I haven't looked too much into New Jersey because it's been pretty good.
I kind of have been Googling it, you know, every once in a while, New Jersey election fraud, just to see what pops up, and we just don't seem to have any issues that came about from having the mail-in ballots. So I think most people probably did the Dropbox like we did. Everyone we know just did the Dropbox, and then we, you know, had the tracking number, and we traced it, and it was counted the next day. I think that might be one of the main reasons. Pennsylvania is not allowed to open the ballot until the day of the election. That's a huge problem. If you're going to have mail-in ballots, if you're going to have mail-in ballots, you have to, I think that New Jersey did it the right way. As soon as they receive it, they count it, they let you know that it's been received, and then that way we didn't have any backlog, and we didn't have, you know, boxes of ballots being moved around or whatever we saw.
Back
in other
to the
states.
Good old days. You go vote on the date of the election. We do elections on Saturday and Sunday. People go to vote on their leisure. 2 days to vote. All this other stuff, just throw it away. Throw it out the window.
We did the barcodes, though, in California. The barcodes were fine. But the problem is, if you can do universal mail-in if you have a Secretary of State who cleans your voter rolls. We don't. And so if somebody gets 18 ballots sent to their house, that's when the fraud starts, and that's the problem. So you can have the barcode, but yet there could be a lot of, like, just fraudulent ballots floating around. So if New Jersey, and I don't know what the situation is, but if they have a good Secretary of State that's actually managed their voter rolls over time, then that's probably why you didn't have as many problems.
I have to say, I was really shocked that we didn't receive more than one ballot to our mailbox, because we live in a huge apartment complex, and there's a lot of turnover, and we still get other people who have lived in our apartment. We get their mail every once in a while. So I was actually really curious to see if we would get more than just our specific ballots, and we didn't. So that makes me think that they must have updated the voter rolls, because this would be the perfect spot to have multiple ballots sent to. So I guess something, I don't even know who our Secretary of State is, which is horrible, I should know, but somebody did something right, I guess, here.
Bill Galvin is Secretary of State in Massachusetts, and he's been in the same job, listen to this, for 41 years. He's been the Secretary.
Why is that bad? You've had the same job for 41 years.
Well, because I think in public service you need to have a core. You can say, why do you think I've changed this program around as much as I have in the years that I've been doing it? Because it needs to be freshened up every once in a while, have a different point of view, you brought a whole new different viewpoint to the program that wasn't there before. You got to keep changing and looking over your shoulder.
Was that a
little bit?
No, that was just me giving a little wink to Rich and you. I went, phew, I was glad to have... Anyway, it was just a funny few.
Oh, okay.
All right. Like, coming up in a moment, what does a Chinese professor... When am I going to get a word in edgewise here?
You're not.
There's a Chinese professor that says something that should bother every single American. We'll get to that in a few moments. Don't forget about our giveaway this Friday here on the DJV program. We have, if you go to our Facebook page, it's facebook.com/DJV show, you'll see all the information there about the Works line of especially the Maker X precision power tools, but you can get all the stories about all the Works, the fabulous tools that they have. But these new Works Maker X toolkits are fabulous. If you are somebody that likes to work at home, if you're a crafter, if you're a carver, I'm not talking about carving up turkey. I'm talking about taking, maybe you're making a boat in your cellar, like Gibbs is. Anyway, these are all lightweight, portable, go-anywhere tools. You can use them to cut, to grind, to polish, to sand, to solder. And you can, let's say you want to create a gift for Christmas, personalizing some mugs to my dear mom or something, you put on the side. Maybe you do that with earrings. You can do all that stuff with the Maker X Precision Power Tools that we are going to give away on Friday. So as you'll find out some more information. I'll ask a question about the tools themselves. So get the info at our Facebook page. Again, it's facebook.com/DJV show. We're going to give away this Works Maker X tool kit plus two 20-volt, 4-amp batteries. And this is a value well over $300, $300-$400. You can check it all out at Works, W-O-R-X, works.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
What's in store this holiday at Staples?
Gifts and packages shipped with care.
So you can relax knowing they'll soon be there.
Now at Staples, save 25% on UPS expedited shipping services.
Plus, take up to 30% off select shipping supplies, like boxes, tape, and padded mailers.
Shop in store or get it same day with Instacart.
And save on holiday shipping at Staples.
In store only. Offers end 1-2-21. See store for details. Instacart not available on shipping services. Fees, taxes, additional terms, and or tips may apply. Delivery subject to availability.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
You had to use the codes DJV. A code, one code, DJV. All right, got the code, DJV. Got that? We have our DJV download. Get the story on Tom Bergeron, what he says he's going to do next or not. And am I black or white? You can figure that out by listening to our daily download, DJVshow.com, or wherever you get your podcast, 21 after the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
On today's DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, and the focus on music. Every hour of the program we do 4 or 5 minutes music news, some of the stars and what's going on with them. This is a song called Boys Will Be Boys by Dua Lipa. I love that name.
I know you do. I was just going to say, of all the modern artists, you love saying her name the most. You get it
Dua
right.
Dua Lipa.
Yep.
Billboard has unveiled the presenter and performer lineup for the annual Billboard Women in Music Awards, including Chloe X, Hallie. Well, I didn't know.
Chloe and Hallie.
Okay. Miley Cyrus and Dua is in it. Maluma, Dolly. Let's see here. Tiana Taylor is the host. Who's she?
She's an artist, director, producer. I forget what show she's affiliated with right now, but there's something.
Miley
she's
Cyrus.
Buzzy.
Yeah, okay. Buzzy. Let's see, that'll be on the air on Thursday, 8 o'clock, on the award show's website. Tamika Palmer, mother of Breonna Taylor, will present Cardi B with this year's Women of the Year Award. Why? What is her claim to fame? Why would she be doing that? What's the reason? Anybody know?
Well, her mom, Tamika Palmer. You mean Cardi or Tamika Palmer?
Tamika Palmer is the mother of Breonna Taylor.
Right, yeah. So she's been doing a lot of, you know.
So Breonna's getting the award, the Cardi B award. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So she's going to present Cardi B with the award. Cardi B.
Dua Lipa is going to get the Powerhouse Award, recognizing an act whose music dominated streaming and sales, radio, and the music conversation this year. She's also going to perform "Boys Will Be Boys," which we were listening to at the beginning there. And Miley Cyrus is going to be along to present the Hitmaker Award to her godmother, Dolly, who will be performing her classic hit, 9 to 5. Also, the Holly Jolly Christmas, maybe.
She's so cute.
She didn't look good the other night on that CBS show.
I'm trying to forget that.
And then Maluma is going to present the Marry Me co-star Jennifer Lopez with an Icon Award during the Billboard Women in Music event. All right, so that's coming up on Thursday night. Next up, musically, at 25 and change after on the DJV program is Sinead O'Connor who's going to publish a new memoir. Who's going to care is the question, probably. It's called Sinead's Rememberings. Be out next June. The memoir finds...
A lot of people
finds...
actually have been following her story. I know you don't, but... No, why? Because it's a compelling story. She was a huge star, and she's had a tragic ups and downs with mental health issues. She was on Dr. Phil that, like, broke records when she had, you know, she was on with him last year.
Well, all right, so let me ask you this, Victoria.
Are, was it
drug-induced,
curiosity?
Or was it just what her
She has a history of mental illness. It started
I think she has some addiction stuff,
right, so
but I think that came...
I should be compassionate about her then instead of... I mean, what I remember is the arrogance of the way she tore up the picture of the Pope.
I know, I didn't like
that. I remember, and I'm no fan of the Catholic Church, but it was just kind of the way it was done. It seemed...
And
I couldn't make up my mind.
Hair was a tough look.
Childish. Yeah, right. Or just, just mean-spirited. Anyway...
I get it. She was protesting in Ireland at the time. You know, I have two uncles who were swept up in that same thing. It was the abuse of children by the clergy. So she was in and out of, you know, the care of the Catholic Church as a child because her mother...
So she had some good reasons. I was wrong. Yeah. I may have been very wrong.
Well, look, I'm not condoning ripping up a picture of the Pope. I'm just saying that was the reason. Yeah. I'm just saying that was the reason for it.
Yeah. Yeah. She explained that situation, by the way, in a series of tweets, apologizing to her fans, citing the stress and the death of an unspecified loved one in her family.
Yeah, she's in a year-long trauma program right now. So, right. When this comes out, when the book comes out next year, maybe she'll be better and be able to, you know, do some
tell
press
a story.
And talk about it.
Okay. That's the current...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An F-16 Fighting Falcon jet assigned to the Wisconsin Air National Guard's 115th Fighter Wing crashed Tuesday evening in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. The cause and fate of the pilot are unknown at this time. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's lawsuit filed with the U.S. Supreme Court names four battleground states, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, and Wisconsin, as defendants because the Elector's Clause was violated along with due process and equal protection. The states have until Thursday to reply to the complaint.
Going the next step, which is saying we want a response from the states named. We want a response from Pennsylvania, from Wisconsin, from Georgia. So, again, I think it's very clear that, and this is the case we've been talking about to reach SCOTUS. This is the outcome determinative case.
Trump attorney Jordan Sokolow on Newsmax TV, USA Radio News.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
After the Dallas Cowboys lost to the Baltimore Ravens 34-17 Tuesday night, Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy reacts to former Cowboy, now Ravens wide receiver Dez Bryant testing positive for the China virus right before kickoff.
Yes, I was informed as I was walking on the field before the kickoff. So, you know, obviously if it is the case, you know, you feel bad that he has the virus. I can't tell you know, who talked to who or so forth. I'm just going off of what I was told.
Sunday, the Cowboys are at the Bengals. The Ravens will be in Cleveland for Monday Night Football. One of the best college football games of the year every year has gotten the China virus axe. USA Radio News' Dan Araki explains.
One of the biggest college football rivalries in the country will not have a 2020 edition. The University of Michigan announced Tuesday that its annual game against perennial rival Ohio State has been canceled. Michigan's athletic director said in a statement that the number of positive COVID tests on the team has continued to trend upwards and that the Wolverines would not be able to field a full team on Saturday. Michigan also canceled their game scheduled for last Saturday against Maryland because at least 12 players had tested positive for the virus. The game had been played every year since 1918. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Looking down the 2020 college football schedule, 122 games have been postponed or canceled due to China virus and its imposing restrictions. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour, a cooperative effort is underway called the DJV program. Sometimes we send you all into a great place, sometimes a funny place, sometimes a serious place, but we always are going to put you into some place. So let's carve out some time today to talk more about the coronavirus. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. Well, the virus vaccine, probably. Did you see the one of the first people that got a shot was a guy named William Shakespeare.
No, but that's cool.
I saw that. He was trending, actually, on Twitter.
Oh, my God. Anyway, the Chinese say that they have a drug that is 86% effective. I guess I would say, who cares? But then it's not about the Chinese people. It's about the Chinese government. So, Jennifer, I'd like you to dig around, please, in this latest gaffe. That's what it is. Maybe more serious. Maybe that's not a serious enough word. The prof from China. Was this an interview in the Epoch Times? Or where did you get this info about China having people at the top of our inner circle of government, power, influence? Who are these people? Are they named? And where did the information come from? This is going to shake all of you to your roots. Something I've been talking about for years and years and years. And everybody says, oh, no, how can you prove that? All right, go ahead. You can prove
this was a video that was picked up online. It showed a recorded lecture that showed the Chinese Communist Party, an expert, explaining how Beijing had people at the top of America's core inner circle. And it found its way to the internet in the United States after being censored in China. It was...
Really?
Pardon me. Yeah,
that's what a surprise.
The lecture was given by Dai Dongsheng, who is the vice dean of the School of International Relations at Renmin University in late November. It included references to Joe Biden's son, Hunter, and included his business dealings in the communist country. Now, this is what they did. They were speaking about what was pushing the Chinese to accelerate the reopening of their financial sectors. And in it, the professor made the revelation that Beijing had a rarely discussed advantage in working with the U.S. prior to the Trump administration. This is his quote. "We know that the Trump administration is in a trade war with us. So why can't we fix the Trump administration? Why did China and the U.S. used to be able to settle all kinds of issues between 1992 and 2016? Then he went on to answer the question himself. He said, "I'm going to throw out something, maybe a little bit explosive here. It's just because we have people at the top. We have our old friends who are at the top of America's core inner circle of power and influence." He continued on that for the past 30 to 40 years, we've been utilizing the core power of the United States. As for the future of U.S.-China relationship, he appeared optimistic that China's ability to thrive will be greater under an incoming President Biden. He said, "During the U.S.-China trade war, Wall Street tried to help, and I know that my friends on the U.S. side told me that they tried to help, but they couldn't do much. But now that we're seeing Biden was elected, the traditional elite, the political elite, the establishment, they're very close to Wall Street. So you see that, right?" That's what he's telling the audience when he's standing there talking to them. He went on to suggest that Hunter Biden, whose business dealings in Ukraine and China we've been talking about for a lot, received help from the Chinese in his business efforts. He said, "Trump has been saying that Biden's son has some sort of global foundation. Have you noticed that? Who helped Hunter build the foundation? Got it? There are a lot of deals inside all these." That was part of the speech. It's been deemed as authentic, and it's out there if you
deemed
want
as authentic
to see.
By whom?
It's a professor's opinion. It's his lecture, so yeah, it's authentic because it's what his opinion is.
Okay.
Is it
Director,
opinion? Or is it based on
right.
facts?
It's right. based on what he knows. I think is the thing. Yeah. I mean, this isn't someone who's like. I mean, this is someone inside of China. This was never supposed to leak out to the United States. So this is not like some piece of Trumpist propaganda.
Well, you know what really is the bottom line here is that the Chinese, because of us, our cheap, greedy nature, they have inveigled themselves into every level, even if it wasn't political. It certainly is in the business department, the business leagues of the world. The Chinese have got their claws around banks. They've
right.
got their
and
claws
Wall Street.
Around...
This is what this guy
right.
said. If you dig into it, so it's a forget... Okay, so if you... I know, everybody doesn't want to talk about Hunter. Great, fine. Forget
well,
it.
Well, but we've had
if
enough
you don't
of
believe,
it. I mean,
a loser has done
is.
Nothing. I mean,
nothing
Hunter is a loser. Hunter is a loser.
Mogul, yeah, if he was some mogul, you know, then...
He's a loser who's very rich. And how did he get very rich? He got very rich
well,
with
we know
like
that.
This one. But
well, we know
okay,
that. I want
fine,
to know more about the Chinese getting into
this should be really important. So I just want to say one more time. Should be important because this could be your incoming president's son with these deals, but we don't want to talk about it. I get it. So let's talk about Wall Street. Wall Street at the very top. Don't it's the truth.
You're so funny. No,
you don't have to
No, I'm not I'm just saying you are
the
so
truth.
Funny.
If you're either you're concerned or you're not. But okay, so here's
well, at this point, what do I do about it? Biden's been elected president, so what are you going to do? You're going to impeach him because his kid's a crook? And
that's what they would have done to Trump. Yeah,
that's
sure.
not true because the Trump
no,
is Ivanka was up to her eyeballs and still is with a lot of
trademark
still happening.
A trademark
with all kinds
is a lot
of stuff
different.
Going on.
Yeah. Trademark
you know,
a lot different.
The world
when
has
you're being
done,
denied,
it just
when
shows
you've been denied multiple times.
The two of them.
Well,
I don't deny it. I think he's a crook. I think he's a slimy kid who's taken advantage of his father. His father's helped him.
No, I'm talking
I think
about
that's
Ivanka.
Very
I'm
clear.
Talking about the Trump
Ivanka,
kids.
Ivanka, the same thing. The Trump kids have had privilege. They've had doors open for them, and they have their father to thank for that.
Right.
But let's
say
moving
position.
Into what is
well,
more
let me just
important
this
here.
They've got
is
Wall
what,
Street.
Yeah, well, that, yes.
And
that's
what that's the next part of this story, is that they have three people, the head of... oh gosh, I was just listening to something last night. Goldman Sachs. Who are the big Wall Street companies?
Goldman Sachs, J.C. Morgan, Price, or
J.P. Morgan. The heads of J.P. Morgan have deals with the Chinese communist government. And so here's the thing. They have all these favorable people at the top of Wall Street. When President Trump comes into office and he starts a trade war, those people are trying to push back on Trump a bit. Wall Street's trying
to push back. Well, that probably is why all those Wall Streeters supported Biden
for
president.
He's not that friendly to Wall Street.
Well,
he never has
That's exactly what this story is about. All those people who are leading those companies, they used to work in the Obama administration. The Secretary of Treasury, all of these people.
Jennifer,
are now linked to China. Yes, in Bush's administration.
I'm getting there.
Under Bush's administration, now one of the highest ups at J.P. Morgan also linked back and forth. There have been links between Obama and Bush and Clinton.
There are going to be links
where
there's money involved. These greedy bastards, they never have enough.
There's a reason we've been treating China as a developing nation, because all of these people have been in bed with them in some way, getting kickbacks, enriching themselves. Mm-hmm. J.P. Morgan is going to be the only, like, they're actually going to be able to keep all of their business in China. Why? Because they made a backdoor deal. They opposed Trump. Now that Biden's coming in, now they're going to be able to enrich themselves doing something that no other bank has been able to do in China.
Yeah,
follow the money,
business,
because that's where the
crooked business, that's the way it is. So how do we get out of that? I do it one at a time. You know, yes, you guys laugh at me. I now have found through the Made in America store, I should get them as an advertiser, some gloves that were not made in China. They were actually made in Ohio. I've been talking about this for a week. I couldn't find any gloves, work gloves for the farm that were not made in China. It drives me nuts. Last night, I had an occasion to do something. I'm trying to remember what it was, and I said to the person, is this stuff made in China? Somebody was getting me something, and I quizzed them on the fact, you know, what was the origin of this, of whatever it was. Now I'm trying to remember what the heck it was. And
I don't know, but we gave it to them. And while we're
all at
each other's throats about who's responsible, everyone is
responsible. They're laughing all the way to the bank.
Democrats, Republicans,
to the bank.
All in on it.
Yep. Crooked, crooked, crooked. So you think you have a hero in Joe Biden? Maybe he's going to do some things that are good. I thought it was pretty interesting. Well, I mean, you look at all of the hoopla. He's nominated Marsha Fudge, who's a congresswoman from Ohio, to head the Department of Housing and Urban Development. What does she know about that? I don't know. I know that he is going to put Tom Vilsack back in, who was the former governor of Iowa. He was the head of the Department of Ag under Obama, so he's going back into that same position. He's better than that Putz that's there now, but kind of not much more.
What's really a shame, I was reading yesterday, because you know I love to read Modern Farmer.
Yes,
and so I was reading on Modern Farmer about the actual role of the Secretary of Agriculture.
Yep.
And what I think is a real systemic problem is a very large percentage, I think they cited 70% of the job, has nothing to do with agriculture or farming.
It's food stamps and all that crap.
You know, it's a lot of, well, that's not crap. That's a huge part of our country.
It's not part of agriculture.
It's a big job.
Yeah.
And so that's what the largest, you know, I don't know, for me reading that, I was like, wow, that should be two separate jobs. The Secretary of Agriculture should just be dealing with just agriculture.
The Secretary
and
of Giveaways.
And to me, housing and urban development, it should maybe have more of the food stamps and EBT program, the SNAP program, although there are plenty of people in rural areas who are using those programs. I'm not trying to say that this is an urban thing. It's not. But it just seems like to have that much of your job be taken up by SNAP benefits and those programs, where you're the Secretary of Agriculture, there are so many issues facing farmers right now. It just seems like the way that job is set up, it puts the emphasis is not on farming or on agriculture. So I don't know how that got established as that's what the defined role is, but it's really a shame. It should be changed, I think.
Speaking of farmers, the program I do every week called The American Family Farmer has a podcast attached to it, which you can find at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. The current one that's playing right now begins with news that 1% of America's farmers own 70% of the land, and that's one of the endemic problems. Also a conversation about how many cows in this country are milked by robots. Then there is a great conversation with a fellow who's a family. He and his brother and the members of the family tend to their 8,000-acre farm in Alabama. No, Arkansas, sorry. I like this guy a lot. You can hear me liking him. The story that he tells is very, very typical of the reason to get supporting the American family farmer that does what this guy and his family have done rather than these damn big, these huge factory farms and the big conglomerates that are trying to take over and doing a pretty good job of taking over American agriculture. So hear the story, find out about the connection between food, family, and the farm every week on the American Family Farmer at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech, but Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal rate, voice and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. People have a letter, license, and all 50 states, and all 63 access.org, number 53.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get into a little hugging and kissing, if you don't mind. Yes, I'm going to hug and kiss Warren next time. Well, that'd be sweet. Victoria, you can do that, too, if you'd like.
I would love to hug Warren.
Hugging and kissing. Well, actually, that's the name of his line of fabulous minerals and vitamins, a supplement that every dog, every cat should be on. The mix is different for cats as it is for dogs. And so Warren has been doing this for years and years and years. I got a big packet of these hugs and kisses to give to Daisy May. Or maybe if you play your cards right, Victoria, you can get some for those 2 months that you've got at your house and make them big and strong again. Yes, that's what happens. When you go down the hugs and kisses road, your dogs and cats will become big and strong again, and they will pull you down the street with abandon because they'll have so much more strength.
Better than before, Doc. Even better than before.
Even better than before.
We just introduced last week the new Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1, now has probiotics and prebiotics.
Yep.
It also has glucosamine and chondroitin.
Right.
Extra vitamins and minerals for skin and coat. There's no wheat, no flour, no soy, nothing. Those are the most things that cause dogs to be most allergic. Yep. And it's now available. The brand new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses just came out this week.
The gluten-free Hugs and Kisses line. That's what it is. Yeah, I like that. All right, Hugs and Kisses. You'll find out more about them at petshow.com or at hugsandkisses.com. Plus, you can also donate a couple of bucks if you want to the Hugs and Kisses Foundation that Warren has set up. He gives the money away faster than you can, say, give the money away.
I told you my motto is I want to be the poorest humane society in the country because I figure if I have a dollar in the bank, then some dog is suffering.
There you go. All right, it was National Mud Day I don't know whether I think that that's offensive or not. The mixed breeds called mutts. How'd that happen? How did that word, how did that reference take place? Do you know where mutts came from?
I don't know where mutts came from, but I heard some great words. I posted that on my Facebook page, and people came up with, they're not mutts anymore. They are blended dogs.
Oh, my
blended,
God.
Blended, I like that. Curbstone setters, American domestics. You know me, I call them generic dogs. But there are so many different. I don't know is it derogatory? You know, when I was growing up, my father had all kinds of names to me that were derogatory, and I grew up okay, so I guess it's not so bad. You want to call it dog?
Where does it say you grew up okay? Who said that? Your own self-assessment? What is that?
Yeah, it's my own self-analysis.
Okay, good for you.
Many people disagree.
I think you and I were talking with Victoria last week about cats eating with their nose. Did we ever straighten out how that works?
Orange lung.
What is it called when you use your nose more than your mouth?
Olfactory. And here's well, that was my specialty, teaching dogs to sniff out bombs and drugs. If I don't know about a dog's nose, I wouldn't be here today. Right. The thing that's interesting is that very often a dog or a cat will stop eating, and people will figure out they don't like their food, they don't like this, they don't like that. Well, in reality, their nose may just be stuffed up. They may have a cold or something. Remember that a dog's sense of smell is, or a cat for that matter, is so much better than ours, and they differentiate odors. So what happens is when their nose is stuffed up, normal things can smell entirely different to them, and they can get off their food that way. So recently I had someone call on the show. They were back and forth. They didn't know what to do. I said, take the cat to the vet. Have the vet look in the nose. The nose was clogged up. The vet cleaned the nose out. The cat went home and had a 6-course meal.
Really?
So, yeah, I mean, it's little things like that.
A navage on the cat's nose. If you think about that, that's a navage, a nose cleaning thing.
Yeah, I got to see you sticking the tube up the cat's nose and having him sit there while it shoots out the other side.
Right, exactly.
Hey, I'm laughing, but here's a question for you.
Okay.
I brought this up last week, and it was kind of interesting. Do you believe that animals laugh?
Yes. They smile. I know that they laugh.
Well, smiling, yeah, but what about actually laughing?
You're going to tell me yes. The answer to that question is yes.
Yeah, you know, right? one of the people I admire most in the world is Conrad Lorenz. And Conrad even agreed after years of study that when dogs open their mouth, their tongue sticks out a little bit, they stretch their jaw a little bit, which is the equivalent of you or I laughing. So anyone out there that may think I'm crazy, sign on now, because I believe that dogs and cats and all animals do in fact laugh.
All right, McFadden did some research on where the word mutt came from. It refers to muttonhead, which alludes to the proverbial stupidity of sheep. In the early 1800s, muttonhead meant a dull or stupid person. Over time, English speakers shortened this to mutt, this term, and used it in several negative ways, including referring to dogs that were crossbred. I think that's outrageous.
No, I'm not. Well, if you want to use that, if you want to use that analogy, I'm a mutt.
Me too.
We're all mutts. Who's not a mutt?
We're all mutts.
Right. Three quarters Romanian, and part of me is Austrian, part of me. Who knows what I am?
I thought you were from Hungary.
No. My whole background is Romanian. Romanian. Gypsy, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. Warren Eckstein is all of those things together. Listen to the pet show every weekend. Warren and hugs and kisses all.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Pfizer.